In the name of God, whose mercy is profound, whose kindness is everlasting, I'm going to present before you in some 15 sessions of brief presentation a recent book that has been authored by a Pakistani Muslim scholar of Bible. The title of the book is Isaac or Ismail, the only son offered for sacrifice. It's a book that has come in the market and is available for the readers to go through. The reason why I would want to make a presentation on the contents of this book is this, that it touches upon an extremely important subject that would attract the attention of both Muslims on the one hand and Christians and Jews on the other. Indeed, we are living in a world of diversity. There are diverse religious traditions, and almost all those traditions have a claim that they are presenting what the truth from God is. More particularly, the Jews, the Christians, and the Muslims are all making very strong claims that what they have is the truth from God. Of course, for all intelligent, truth-seeking, discerning individuals, it is extremely important that they should not just accept an understanding, a claim, simply because it is presented from their tradition. It is important that what is accepted is intellectually scrutinized, investigated, and only what is acceptable, only what makes logical sense, what is supported by convincing authority, should be accepted. I know that it is easier said than done, but the fact of the matter is that if one was to follow a certain ideology because it is from God, the claim is that it is mentioning what our Creator expects from us, then it's extremely important that we should thoroughly investigate and not allow any external factors to influence our process of understanding. Most certainly, when we try to be objective, there are a number of impediments, obstacles. For example, if I belong to a Muslim Islamic tradition, I would be hesitant to look at the Christian and the Jewish understanding about a certain subject with an open mind. But then, I have to convince myself that if I want to know the truth, on the one hand, I will continue to remain a Muslim so long as it makes more sense to me. But on the other hand, I will also have to remain completely objective and open to all suggestions that are coming from the other side, from different religious perspectives. This most certainly needs to be done by the Christians and the Jews as well. And it is in this spirit that we are presenting these brief presentations on the question of whether it was Isaac or Ishmael who was the only son of Abraham sacrificed for the sake of God Almighty. One of the reasons why we have chosen this particular topic for presentation is that all Jews, all Christians know that the Muslims believe that their messenger Muhammad had presented his message with a strong claim that he too belonged to the tradition of Abraham, and that Abraham left his progeny in two nations, two branches. One were the children of Israel from his son Isaac, and the other from his elder son Ishmael, who were known as children of Ishmael. And the claim of the Muslims is that their prophet was from children of Ishmael, and he too belonged to the tradition which was given the good tidings, the blessing in the Bible as well as in the Quran, that it is going to grow and would receive the Almighty's kindness, and they will be chosen people for the purpose of disseminating God's message. So if a Christian or a Jew would want to learn more about Islam and would like to know whether the claim of Islam to be the true message of God is correct, of course it's extremely important that the individual should be convinced that the Quran and Prophet Muhammad, they belong to the same tradition which was the tradition of the children of Israel as well. So that the Muslim claim is that Prophet Muhammad is no stranger to the people who already are believing in the Bible, in the various different books that were revealed to the prophets who came in the tradition of children of Israel. The significance of the question as to who that son was, about whom it is mentioned in the chapter 22 of the book of Genesis of the Bible, the Old Testament. The Almighty asked Abraham, the great prophet, that he should sacrifice his son, and that that sacrifice would herald the beginning of an era when God Almighty is going to shower his blessings on the progeny of Abraham. It indeed was a great event, and indeed it is extremely important that it be established as to who that son was. Apparently, there is a mention in the Bible, in a book of Genesis, chapter 22, that the son who got sacrificed or who was offered for sacrifice was Isaac. But the author of this book, Isaac or Ismail, the only son offered for sacrifice, Mr. Abdus Sattar Ghori, makes a very strong, emphatic, and scholarly claim that it was instead Ismail who was the son that was sacrificed or offered for sacrifice by Abraham at the asking of behest of God Almighty. The nature of this work is such that Mr. Abdus Sattar Ghori goes into the biblical sources. The scholars who have done research on Bible from the tradition of the Jews and the Christians, whose works have been utilized for the purpose of showing that if we make an earnest, objective analysis of what is presented in the Bible and in the various different books that have been written on the Bible, then although to begin with there are going to be certain difficulties in understanding, yet an honest researcher would come to the understanding and conclusion that the son who was sacrificed was Ishmael and not Isaac, as has been erroneously mentioned just once in the Bible, in the book of Genesis. Indeed, Mr. Abdul Sattar Ghori is not the very first person who has researched on the subject. Before him, there was an eminent scholar of India, Maulana Hamiduddin Farahi, who died in the year 1930, who had written a book in Arabic, Ar-Rayhu Sahih Fiman Huwa Zabih, and it has been translated now into English as well by Mr. Nadir Aqil Ansari. And that book too proves through very convincing arguments that indeed the son who was sacrificed was Ishmael, However, Mr. Abdusattar Ghori, in his book Under Review, goes a step further and utilizes extensively the works that have been published and have become popular, authored by non-Muslims, Christians and Jews, to prove the same point more convincingly and more authoritatively. We will continue this effort, and this is the first of the 15 episodes in which this entire book is going to be presented. May God enable all of us to find what the truth is.